to get back into the conversational action, 7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Ken Kessler and I here together for this Monday, the 24th of February. Jennifer is off today. I forgot that she told me she was going to do something. I had lunch with her father yesterday, and I forgot all about it. I forgot what she said. Do you remember what she said, Kenny, about where she's going? I don't remember what she said.
No, I know she did something with her mom over the weekend, but I don't know if that was...
Oh, those strenuous moments with mom. All right, 888-302-3684. You can become Jennifer. Ladies, if you would like to be on the air and discuss the issues of the day, if you know the facts, if you have opinions, if you'd like to clarify something that Kenny and I said, because that's what Jennifer does much of the time. She clarifies what we say, or she opines. Help yourself to 888-302-3684. You could be co-host for the hour, co-host for the day. You could give us the updates on the Olympics. As a matter of fact, I guess the update now that it's all over is that it's over. Goodbye. Adios. Some people are not happy that the Russians got 33 total medals. I don't know why they'd be upset. They won them. They haven't protested the U.S.-Russian hockey. As long as they came out on top, what difference does it make, right? They stopped all of that protesting. So the Russians had 13 gold, 11 silver, 9 bronze to have a total of 33. In a distant second, the U.S., 9 gold, 7 silver, 12 bronze, 28 total. Does that mean we're falling apart because the Russians beat us? You think there was a home court advantage because the games were held in Russia? That's the way it is, right? Some years you win them, some years you don't. It's all right. Norway was in third position, 11 gold, 5 silver, 10 bronze, total of 26 medals. Canada came in fourth. Some people would have thought they would do better. Well, these are all countries that have most everybody who did well. The Swiss are in 10th place. Swedes were in 9th. The French in 8th. Austria in 7th. The Germans in 6th. The Dutch in 5th. Canada, as I say, 4. Norway, 3. America, 2. And the Russians, 1. So this, as you think about it, is these are the countries where all of these activities are prevalent. You don't see anybody. We all laugh about the Jamaican bobsled team. And they show up every year. Always come in last in the Olympics, but how in the tropics or how in areas where there isn't enough cold weather to generate some of the, you got to have coal for ice, you got to have coal for snow, although Sochi kind of proved that you can get away with it in part without having all of that. So anyway, let's see what happened on Friday. The loss to Canada, U.S. got blown out 5-0 by Finland on Saturday. It was not a good game. All right, so Biff, you want to give us any more on the medal counts? Biff Mantel is in the studio in Washington.
Yeah, I think one of the interesting facts about the Russian medal count of 33 is just how much they increased from their 2010 counts.
Yeah.
Their 2010 count was only 15 medals. They finished, I want to say 6. I'm not looking at the exact stands right now. But they were a good way down the standings in 2010 in Vancouver. And this year they won the medal count both in terms of total and gold. That's a huge increase. 18 medals total. That's astronomical.
Astronomical! Wow.
That's amazing.
Amazing.
And I do think that the Russians got a lot of home ice advantage. I think that there was probably a little hanky-panky in the female figure skating judging. Just a little bit. And there was definitely some familiarity with the track and stuff.
The Russians said there was hanky-panky involved in the officiating when they lost to the U.S. in hockey. They said there was hanky-panky there, too.
Yeah, so it goes both ways, apparently.
Apparently you're right, Deb. Thank you for that fascinating report. 11 after that. Speaking of winning and losing, after 19 rounds in Missouri's annual spring spelling bee just before springtime, only 2 of the 25 contestants who started the competition remained. Several hours, 47 rounds later, an 11-year-old and her 13-year-old adversary had used up all of the words, forcing organizers of the spelling bee to temporarily halt the showdown. It was legendary. A library manager and coordinator of the Saturday Spelling Bee said, Sophia Hoffman, a fifth grader at Highland Park Elementary School in the Kansas City suburb of Lee Summit, and Kush Sharma, seventh grader at Frontier School in Kansas City, buzzed through the list of words provided by the Scripps National Spelling Bee. Then they ran through a list of about 20 additional words that the officials from the Spelling Bee picked out of their Merriam-Webster. It was at lunchtime. But officials decided not to pull more words from the dictionary because they were worried one speller might get a tough word and the other a relatively easy one, which, of course, would not be fair. Plus, the lady who organized this, the library manager, said about 2 o'clock, "I think we're all really tired." The competition went 66 rounds. Last year, the spelling bee they put on was 21 rounds. See some of the words here. Scherzo. S-C-H-E-R-Z-O. Fantocini. I never even heard of this word before. F-A-N-T-O-C-C-I-N-I. You know what that means?
No
idea. Intaglio. Anybody see this? Anybody know what any of these words mean? 888-302-3684. Both of them missed what might have been the hardest word, a French word. It was a long word. I don't know how to pronounce it. With the winner moving on to the National Spelling Bee in Washington, both contestants at the top of their game in the final rounds. So the contest resumes March 8th at another library site.
With new words.
New words! Yes, new words. I think that's kind of interesting how that works. And what I thought of when I first saw that, I went to see, how many movies did I see this week? I saw three movies this weekend. I saw 3 Days to Kill, which was not exactly what I thought it was going to be. The effect, if you will, of the 3 Days to Kill was not really about killing for 3 days, although some of that took place in the movie. It was really about a relationship that Kevin had with his daughter. I actually thought it was a sweet, engaging movie in a sense. Daughter's relationship with father, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. A few twists and turns along the way. I also saw 12 Years a Slave, which I didn't think I was going to. I don't know if word is. Is it enjoy when you go to a movie like that? I don't think. I'm not going to sync up with the word enjoy. But I thought it was a powerful movie, and I'm glad that I saw it, frankly. I thought it was an important movie to see. I thought there was so much hype around it because of the subject matter that, you know, it was getting a little more undue attention, but once watching the movie, it reminded me, Kenny, of what I said after watching Monuments Men. What we all think about the Nazis is true. We all hate the Nazis. And when you see 12 Years a Slave, you go back to thinking about those people who were Americans who justified, even think about Washington had slaves and Jefferson, all these people who had slaves. But the way, the horror that we all know, the horror in which many slaves were treated has been underscored, I think, in a couple of movies recently. But this one was, I thought, very well done. Anyway, and then I saw what might be the most interesting movie. It's one of those documentaries called 20 Feet from Stardom. Have you heard about that?
No.
Yeah, it's a story about back. Remember the song, movie about the Funk Brothers and then the group in L.A.? And now I've forgotten the group. What's the group in L.A. that was the background for pretty much every record that was made for 25 or 30 years? There's a name for them. I can't remember who they are. This is the background singer story. Mostly Darlene Love is portrayed, but there are others. The woman that sings with Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones and has since 1989, her story. It's about women who are background singers and what their life was. I thought it was very well done and very interesting. Anybody who loves the music of the 60s, 70s, 80s, I'm sounding like a jock, right? The 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and the music of today. It's a powerful story. And you think nothing of them. You only think of who is on the marquee, right? Rolling Stones. Well, they have to have female voices with them. And the story of this woman who has been basically, Mick, and Mick had great things to say about her. I thought it was interesting. Sting had interesting things to say about background singers, and The Boss had interesting things to say. It was really very, so if you have a moment and you haven't seen it, and it's in your town, you might enjoy it. Called 20 Feet from Stardom. All right, so
The Wrecking Crew.
The Wrecking Crew, that's it, right, thank you.
That's what it is. Yeah. Oh, that was going to bug me.
Yeah, it would bug. Well, we had a conversation about him here a couple of weeks ago, and that's why it was bugging me, because I couldn't remember it either. Yeah, fascinating stories. If you love music, any kind of music, pop music especially, these people have had the background singers, Wrecking Crew, Funk Brothers, just extraordinary influence with the big name stars. So great stories to be told, and that's what it's all about. Speaking of great stories, I heard a report on NPR last week that young children who become used to playing with mobile devices, getting instant gratification, are throwing fits when their parents suggest or, quote-unquote, force them to watch commercial television. The children, can you imagine that? Can you imagine television and radio being influenced by 3-, 4-, 5-year-olds? And that's what's going on. It's really amazing.
That's nuts.
That is kind of nuts, right? 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, I really enjoy your commercials about Geico's app. I watch them over and over and over. They make me both laugh and very hungry. Weird. Anyway, I just want to let you know how Geico's new claim status updates on the app really blow me away. Getting those updates makes me think of you. I'd like to thank you in person. Just send me your address. All the best, Big Bad W. Sure thing, Big Bad W. I got a pen. It's 802, not gonna happen lane.
Claim status updates, just a tap away on the Geico app.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
You and I have seen nothing yet.
This Thursday, the return of history's epic series will shock you. The two brothers finally facing battle, and you will not believe what happens.
I always look for revenge.
History's original series, Vikings, returns Thursday night at 10, 9 central on History.
Our journeys have just begun.
An all-new season of History's hit series, Vikings, is back with a vengeance. The epic battle returns on Thursday the 27th, 10 Eastern, 9 Central. Fight your fate, the Vikings. You know what's big, what's going to do well at the movie box office is the story of Noah. I feel that's going to be quite an interesting movie. Also, the couple of movies that are coming out before the end of the month, I guess this Friday, Liam Neeson movie, he's been all over the place. It was 60 Minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that interview with him on 60 Minutes?
Yeah.
Pretty compelling. Powerful. A lot of talk about his former wife, Natasha Richardson. He can't believe she's gone. But he's in this hijack, this plane thing. It's supposed to be this weekend. It'll be a pretty good action adventure story. 21 after.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Of My Love from the Eagles. The Eagles' greatest hits CD became the first LP in the U.S. on this date in 1976 to be certified platinum. That is, 2 million copies are sold. Rose to number one in the U.S. on March 13th, 1976. It's quite an accomplishment for a then and now, I guess, Kenny, isn't it? Has anybody come to that plateau since 1976? Other than the Eagles? Can you think of?
I'm not sure, but nothing leaps to mind.
No. All right, so congratulations to the Eagles as we move into some other zones here on the Monday program. Normally we have a little fun with a late-night host monologue from Jimmy Fallon, now from last Friday.
Did you see this during a town hall yesterday? New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, he's our pal, very funny guy, very quick guy. Well, he was at this town hall, and he was asked about the slow pace of his weight loss. And he said, quote... to say, quote, Rome was not unbuilt in a day. That's a good line. That's a great line. Yeah, it's very funny. In fact, Christie and Rome have a lot in common. One was built by Julius Caesar. The other was built by Little Caesar.
Pizza.
But during the same town hall, Chris Christie said that he's still holding out hope that he and Bruce Springsteen can be friends. In response, Springsteen was like, one, two, three, no.
Huh. Okay. All right, now we have an excerpt from a conversation on the radio. Wendy Edwards and Eric Soak are talking to a medical analyst about the new 3D printers that are on the market and how they might be used to create human cells.
Can you give us
Give us the layman's version of how you can 3D.
You have it right. I mean, basically, we take living cells, and these can be from animals or humans, and then some sort of biocompatible polymer like collagen or alginate, mix them together into what we call bio-ink, and then we load them into a printhead, and this could be something as, you know, basic as a syringe. And then we use pretty standard printing technology, like what you might find in your old inkjet printer, to basically lay them down layer upon layer, all of these cells, one at a time, on top of each other, into a 3D dimensional or three-dimensional tissue structure.
So by tissue structure, we can say a liver.
Sure. Or probably right now it's more appropriate to say a small piece of a liver. We're kind of size limited at the moment for a number of reasons.
What kind of paper is in your printer?
So basically the paper is also the cells and the gel mixed together. It sort of polymerizes and that kind of gets plopped down in three-dimensional structures.
And then is that like in a Petri dish or something?
Right, exactly. So then you would take it and you would grow it up in a Petri dish and put it in an environment that cells are happy in, sort of, you know, nice oxygen levels and keep it nice and warm, sort of an incubator. And then, you know, a few days later, you might have something there that you could test your drugs on that would resemble, you know, your actual liver.
And if you did have a piece of liver to test drugs on, I think that would help a lot of people because the liver happens to be one of those organs that gets attacked by pharmaceuticals pretty easily.
Exactly, yeah. The problem with a lot of drugs is that they're very toxic, and it's your liver tissue that has to deal with that. So if we can test the toxicity of those drugs on chunks of liver grown in a dish, say, for example, with your own cells, right, not the cells of just anyone, but the actual patient who's going to need those cells, you can kind of get a predictor of how your body's going
to... Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with David Frum and Bob Schrunk. Coming right up, memory loss or memory gain for older Americans.
Imagine if your brain took 5 seconds longer than everyone else's to understand something. By the time you understood the question, everyone else would already have the answer. Now imagine you're only in second grade.
And it's happening day after day, week after week, month after month.
Because almost half of all the parents who think their child has a problem learning wait a year or more before getting them help. That's a year too long.
Kids with learning disabilities are smart. They just learn differently.
Don't wait. Call 1-888-GREAT-MIND. 1-888-GR8-MIND. Or visit www.aboutld.org now. Because you can't imagine the difference it will make. A message from the Advertising Council, the Coordinated Campaign for Learning Disabilities, and this station.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Frum and Schrunk. A new study shows that older people don't lose memory, but have so much more stored up that it takes them a bit longer to retrieve. Is that credible?
I think we've always had the assumption that as people got older, somehow or other they slowed down. In some ways they do. In other ways, look, read Ronald Reagan's letters, that wonderful book of letters that was put out.
Mm-hmm.
Read the letters he was writing as president. This is somebody who had a very rich set of experiences,
right,
and a very rich set of thoughts and expressed himself very eloquently.
I would take this, this fact as actually a challenge. We have had great success over the previous generation in extending the span of human life. And the next challenge ahead of us is to make sure that those additional years are years of high quality.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute today.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. $20. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you're living with chronic dental health problems, there's not much to smile about. The surgery, stress, frustration. But what if one day could end your suffering for good? Dental implants from Clear Choice can be your permanent solution. We bring your team of doctors and precise technology together in one place so you get a smile with natural, full-functioning teeth in just one day. Call Clear Choice for your free consultation at 1-800-574-9997. Qualified patients can have the procedure in one day after initial workup. Results may vary in individual cases.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
After the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm going to spend a minute talking about the situation that has existed on my dairy farm since last Wednesday. Many of you listening to the program heard the call, heard the story, have actually chased it down. We've had tens of thousands of people see at the my Facebook page for the farm, facebook.com/Eastley, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, Eastley Farm. And the website is eastleyfarm.com. Nothing sophisticated about any of this stuff. It's certainly not sophisticated like what we have on the Good Day program. But I think Kenny has posted a lot of stuff, and we've had thousands of people who've checked out things. I don't know. I sent you the picture of the new calf, did I not?
I think, or did I? No, I don't think you did.
Okay, so we'll need to send you that. I'm looking at some of the local and regional news this morning from my area of Massachusetts. And so here's the story for those of you who have followed up. If you haven't heard the story, there was a roof collapse at my barn where the dairy herd is kept in. It turns out now three cows died. One of them died over the weekend. We had two that were killed instantly, and the other one died yesterday. Saturday. So this is some of the visuals on this. I think we posted, didn't we have the cow in the air being hoisted out of the debris?
Yeah.
I think that, yeah. And there were some other really dramatic pictures and stories that have come from people. The dairy store, which I have on the farm selling raw milk and cheeses and ice cream and that sort of stuff, was the busiest this weekend that it ever has been in the 4 years that it's been open. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people coming to go look and see the cows and see the mess that's still there and going to be there for a while till we can actually get it all cleaned up. It's cordoned off so the cows can't get at it. But you can imagine the debris left after a roof like that collapses a significant part of the barn. And so what happened yesterday was one of these really strange things, and it gives you cause to think what the world really is all about. The cow that died on Saturday was a cow named Gigi, who was a Guernsey Jersey mix, and she had a lot of white coloring, a lot of white spots, a lot of white in her body, not just brown. So normally we start having calves for the new season around the end of March, 1st of April. And I plan it that way. And you normally take the bull away and stop artificially inseminating the cows about this time every year, in middle to the end of February, so we won't have calves born after the 1st of December. I don't know what happened, Immaculate Conception. Nobody has an explanation for this. But yesterday morning, about 9:15, a calf was born on the farm, and the calf has exactly the same markings on it as the cow that died on Saturday. This wow. cow was not supposed to be born. I mean, just think about it for a second in terms of, I guess, the drama. Because there have been plenty of drama about this with some of the people that work on the farm and some of the people in the neighborhood and people in town and people around the state and around the country. We've gotten donations from Cuba, interestingly enough. I mean, all over the place. So I guess what we'll do, Kenny, is post that picture of the calf that was born yesterday. I don't have a picture of Gigi was the cow that died so that we can sort of, you know, I don't have individual pictures. We don't have, like you do at home, pictures of all your kids. Although I did do for a while, and we ought to go back to doing this, we had the employee of the month on the wall in the barn, and every month we had a different picture of a different cow who was the best producer for the month. And kids used to get a kick out. Parents used to get a kick out of that, too. We ought to go back to doing it. But
the cow anyway, of the month.
Huh? Yeah.
The cow of the month.
The cow of the month. Right. Sounds like a club, doesn't it? Fruit of the month club. Well, anyway, so that story is continuing. If you want to check it out, EastleyFarm.com. Thanks to those of you who are listeners of this program who have supported the farm, which is in a circumstance that, you know, it's just one of those things. I grew up on these dairy farms that I now own, and the land, the pressure on the land because of developers has increased interest in what's going on from seemingly everybody except the people who are running the planning board in town. They don't seem to be able to get what's going on. These people drive me nuts. I'm trying to get them to zone the land so it doesn't have to be developed, and they're arguing amongst themselves, and they've been doing this for 3.5 or 4 years. It's not like it just started. And they're fools. They sound extraordinarily foolish. And it goes back and forth. They're fighting their petty political battles. And at this point in time, I throw my hands up in the air. It's exasperating to have fought with these people. This doesn't cost the town a penny. I'm trying to save the land, and they want to argue about how to do it or not do it. It's shocking. At any rate, that's my own little side venture into something that basically turns out to be one of the greatest experiences of my life, and it will continue. I have no doubt. There's no reason for it to be this difficult, but it is. And then people say, well, what sort of dark cloud were you born under, or was the farm started under, if all these things are happening? I'm a great believer in the ashes of the phoenix? What's that from? What comes out of when you go to the story of the ashes from phoenix? Isn't there something great that comes out of it? I think that's the story I'm thinking of.
It's rebirth out of the ashes.
Yeah, right. And that's, I think, what will come from this. But at any rate, I thank those of you who have been interested and shown an interest and people who want to know what was going on. That is the latest. There's a new calf that was born at Eastley, and one of the other cows died after the roof collapsed. That's the headline. 888-302-3684. Other headlines that are important to some people this morning. The Ukrainian president, his name is Viktor Yanukovych. Sounds like Weird Al's uncle, right? Remember Weird Al Yankovic? This is Viktor Yanukovych. He has been tossed out, and the parliament actually in Ukraine voted to temporarily hand presidential powers to one of the other top officials in the country. Following all this unrest, it's been going on for quite a while, all the deadly protests there. The president fled, and his whereabouts was unknown until I think today he was found in is it Czechoslovakia where he ended up? I know it's not Russia, but one of the neighboring countries has brought him in, and so they're now trying to figure out. Parliament voted to replace a string of government ministers that were tied to the old president. So what's the question here? The question is whether or not to follow a connection with Russia, which is what Putin obviously wants, or a connection with the West. And I don't know if there's any clear direction here, Kenny. maybe what we ought to do is listen to an excerpt from the Face the Nation broadcast yesterday. Bob Schieffer talks to Senator McCain about what's going on in the Ukraine.
The opposition leader and the former Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko was released from jail and addressed the crowds in Kiev. So I understand you've talked to the former Prime Minister and some of the other officials. What are they telling you?
I've talked to them, including Vitaly Klitschko and Yulia Tymoshenko and Mr. Dasunek. They are, of course, overjoyed, but there's a sobering reality here that they recognize. Remember in 2004, I was there when they had their first opportunity, and obviously it didn't succeed. They're aware of that, but their economic situation is so dire that literally the economy is on the verge of collapse, and they're going to need help immediately. The second issue I think that is not clear is, what does Vladimir Putin do? The eastern part of Ukraine is, to, especially with older people, more pro-Russian. Crimea is very Russian. Putin's major naval installation, Sevastopol, is there. And so what does Putin do here? I think the message has to be sent to him to let the Ukrainian people determine their own future. And a partition of Ukraine is totally unacceptable, and we need to act as immediately to give them the economic assistance that they need based on reforms that are going to be required as well. It's going to be tough sledding.
So we give them economic assistance. Is there anything else that the United States can do?
I think to speak out, to make the message clear to Vladimir Putin that a partition of the country would not be acceptable. The Ukrainian people will determine their own future. They want to be Western, Bob. That's what this whole hundreds of thousands in the square was all about. They don't want to be Eastern. And by the way, if I were Vladimir Putin today at the end of the Olympics, I'd be a little nervous, because the people of Russia have watched this transpire, and they're tired of the crony capitalism and kleptocracy that governs Russia today. If I were him, I'd be a little bit nervous.
Geez, I'd say that about America. Wouldn't you? Think about it for a second. Huh? Wouldn't you think that?
Yeah.
Something to be thinking about with regard to America. All right, thank you. McCain's always good for something. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com, Ken at DougStephan.com. Jennifer out today. Ladies and gentlemen, maybe we can't stop time, but the bags and puffiness under your eyes don't need to be there at all. Now, thanks to Genucel, you can definitely get rid of the eyes. I don't want to get rid of your eyes. The bags and the puffiness under your eyes, naturally, without surgery. This is Genucel we're talking about. Comes from stem cell therapy. The work was done on the stem cells, and that's how they came up with this serum. You put it under the eyes, bags, puffiness will go away in 12 hours. It's doing what it has been. The people who are sending me, I got a stack of email here. People are sending me back comments about this stuff, and I get this all the time, coordination with the advertiser. People who've been using Genucel for weeks, sometimes months, husband and wife doing it together. Husbands using Genucel, yes, it does work for both men and women. Instant effects. You'll get rid of the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes in 12 hours. By calling 800-543-9262, you can order it right now and get it within the week. Start using it. Notice the difference, or your money back. 800-543-9262. Order Genucel right now and get the legendary Esotique Wrinkle Treatment absolutely free. So you get two items from Chamonix for the price of one. 800-543-9262. It works. It works. It works. It's guaranteed. It's guaranteed. It's guaranteed. Your money back, your money back, your money back. If it doesn't work, Genucel, 800-543-9262.
Hey, Sam Merritt from Sam Adams. Introducing our new spring seasonal Sam Adams Cold Snap.
Oh, that's really nice.
It's got a lot of flavor.
It says springtime.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's very smooth. Cold Snap is light and refreshing. So this beer has 10 different ingredients. You have this really nice, complex spice and fruit flavor to it.
Wow.
It's got a lot going on.
I like the name, too, Cold Snap. It's like we're kind of snapping out of that season.
Yeah, this is my kind of beer.
Crisp, refreshing, and
refreshing is the best word. Delicious.
Sam Adams Cold Snap. Enjoy it while it's here.
Boston Beer, Boston Mass. Take responsibility.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with Amy Tara Koch, lifestyle expert. When it comes to 2014 New Year's resolutions, consumers are focused on health, both physical and financial. However, 55% of Americans abandon their New Year's resolutions by April. There are some tips to help you stick with your financial resolutions. Amy Tara Koch, lifestyle expert.
A recent Bank of America survey found 51% of respondents are resolving to improve their financial health this year. While there are multiple ways to do so, one option is to get cash back when you make the majority of your purchases. Cards like the Bank America Card Cash Rewards Credit Card can reward you with cash back. Use the card to get 1% back on all purchases, as well as 2% at grocery stores and 3% on gas, up to $1,500 per quarter. Redeem cash rewards into a Bank of America checking or savings account and use the 10% bonus to help cover the extra costs in the new year.
For more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/creditcards.
Hi, baby. How is mommy's little... Oh, your breath.
Ooh, Max, your breath.
Love stinks.
Don't let bad doggy breath come between you and your pooch. Try Nutrident Complete from Alabon, the natural dental chew that's clinically proven to clean teeth better than weekly brushing. Nutrident's patented cleaning action fights buildup plaque and tartar, the number one cause of doggy breath. Made in the U.S., Nutrident scrubs your best friend's teeth while he chews, so you don't have to. Nutrident from Nylabone. Cleans like a brush, tastes like a treat. Choose delicious chicken, grain-free peanut butter, and puppy bacon varieties. Available at PetSmart, Petco, and neighborhood pet stores. To save money, visit Nylabone.com. That's Nylabone.com.
Millions are watching the new Star Pack Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, my goodness!
This week, the stars keep coming with Denzel Washington, Adam Sandler, Dierks Bentley, Drew Barrymore, Cameron Diaz, Paul Rudd, Shaquille O'Neal, Shaun White, Iron Mike Tyson. And tonight, Jimmy's got Reese Witherspoon, Fred Armisen, and Rick Ross.
We have a great show tonight.
The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, followed by the premiere of Late Night with Seth Meyers, tonight on NBC.
All right. As I remind you, on the Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon tonight, Jimmy has Reese Witherspoon and Fred Armisen. Who's Fred Armisen? I don't even know who he is.
He was on Saturday Night Live. He's going to be the band leader on Late Night with Seth Meyers.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, followed by the premiere of Late Night with Seth Meyers on NBC. So there's also a story floating around this week that Jay Leno is going to go on the David Letterman program. Did you see that?
Yeah.
The rumor is...
Very interesting.
Yeah, Letterman and Leno had not been friends for a long time. And there was sort of a crack in the ice a couple of years ago when, during the Oscars, Jay Leno flew to... after he taped The Tonight Show, he flew to New York to be in a spot for the Oscars? What was it? Remember that when the two Oprah
Super,
Winfrey was,
I think it was a Super Bowl ad.
Super Bowl ad, yeah. They went, he taped it, and they just flew back again. And they've the ice has been broken. Apparently, they've become friends again, and now they want to both take a shot at Jimmy Fallon. 51 after on Good Day.
So much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets.
But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
53 after the hour now, it's Tech Talk time on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. And as usual, Shelley Palmer graces us with his presence and thoughts, research that he does. He's on duty 7 days a week. As a report, you can check out his website, shelleypalmer.com. He's going to talk with you today about Amazon Smile, a program where Amazon will donate to a charity of your choice when you make a purchase on their website. What a great thing. I could maybe get them hooked up with the Eastley. What do you think about that, Kenny? That'd be good. Amazon Smile. Nice. You get Amazon donating to a charity of your choice when you make a purchase on their website. I had to check that out. Well, you can check it out in just a moment here on Good Day.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, did you know that Amazon will donate money to charity from every purchase you make? It's a program called Amazon Smile, and it doesn't cost you anything to sign up. The best part about it? You get to pick the charity. Amazon Smile has been around since October, and you can kick off the charitable giving simply by going to smile.amazon.com when you're ready to shop online. Amazon has recently begun re-emphasizing the program to encourage more charitable giving by prominently featuring messages on its homepage reminding shoppers of the Amazon Smile program. The only catch? The message only appears to customers who have visited the Amazon Smile site before. If you want to get involved, head to smile.amazon.com, choose the charity you'd like Amazon to donate to, and you're all set. And to make sure you never make an Amazon purchase that doesn't give a little kickback to charity, download a browser plugin like Smile Always for Google Chrome that automatically redirects you to Smile whenever you go to Amazon. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to shelleypalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Millions are watching the new Star Pack Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon.
Oh my goodness, that's what I'm talking about.
And this week,
week, the stars keep coming with Denzel Washington, Adam Sandler, Dierks Bentley, Drew Barrymore, Cameron Diaz, Paul Rudd, Shaquille O'Neal, Sean White, Iron Mike Tyson. And tonight, Jimmy's got Reese Witherspoon, Fred Armisen, and Rick Ross.
We have a great show tonight.
The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, followed by the premiere of Late Night with Seth Meyers, tonight on NBC.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
What up? Evan here. Question. You like apples? I'll get to that in a minute. First, check out my motorcycle. Flames? Yep. Saddlebags? Yep. Room for two? Negatory! Sorry, ladies. I ride solo. Now, wait for it. How you like them apples? Aw, don't cry. Insuring this beast was crazy easy. Called Geico and boom, saved enough to buy a sidecar. Now, if you dry your tears, I might just let you ride in it.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could say.
All right, so here's another story that is of interest and import to lots of people in our country, because Comcast, which is actually the largest cable and broadband provider in the country, and Netflix, the giant TV and movie streaming service, have announced an agreement in which Netflix will pay Comcast for faster and more reliable access to Comcast subscribers. The deal, kind of a milestone in the history of the Internet. Content providers like Netflix generally have not had to pay for access to customers, but the growing power of broadband companies like Comcast and Verizon and AT&T has given the companies increased leverage over sites whose traffic gobbles up a lot of the capacity. Netflix, certainly one of those sites, accounting for 30% of all Internet traffic at peak hours. That's pretty amazing, isn't it? Huh?
Yeah, 30%.
Of all Internet traffic. The agreement is now just after Comcast agreeing to buy Time Warner for that $45 billion. So Comcast will be the cable provider to one-third of American homes. Something wrong with that. That's not part of this conversation, but there's something inherently wrong, it seems to me, in that. So the story today in the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal, if you want to get more info on Comcast and Netflix. It's 58 and change past the hour here on Good Day.
We made Tylenol Sinus to relieve your sinus headache. You made popcorn to perfection. We relieved your sinus congestion. You found the perfect movie for your kids. We eased your sinus pain. You got your kids to bed without a peep. Only Tylenol Sinus combines the number one doctor-recommended brand of pain relief and a powerful decongestant. But for everything we do...
Can I sleep in your bed?
We know you do so much more. Tylenol.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.